you guys. It's us. We're a little bit late today.
Yeah, I had to go down and sign a paperwork for the house.
Yeah.
House is now in escrow. What the fuck went down? Okay, data stream should be all right. Should be okay.
I hope so. It's making me very nervous.
It's getting real choppy over here. But I told it to do minimum.
Yeah, we're losing it already.
Losing it already? No, it's all right. It's okay.
No, I'm looking right at it. It's like it's blinking.
Okay,
it's
recovered over here.
All right.
Yeah, but it's in escrow. Signing it. We'll be closing it next month, around 16th or the 17th. Should be okay. Got to do a couple little inspections. VA's got to come over, but everything should.
Do we know when the VA is coming yet?
No, that's we'll get an appointment here in a bit.
Okay.
But should be good to go. And I haven't told you this. I'm just telling Jenny this now. Next year after the because next year we get better rate on the damn taxes, on the property taxes.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't get my bonuses this year, or I couldn't get my...
Well, we started out too late.
Didn't close in time for the fiscal year. So, but next year, it'll save us $300 a month just in taxes. And once that shit gets done, my credit rating is good enough to buy another house.
Well, there you go.
They said that I can buy another house up to about $350,000 and make that a rental property.
Yeah, rent it out.
And get that house to pay for this one.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Got to get in on the property. Well,
yeah, I got that Latino connection, see. This is the Latin family business that fucking gets all this shit and does your paperwork for you and advises you on how to do it. And she was like, you know, you got enough money now and this and that and your income and being, VA and everything. And, well, we can get you another house.
Well, there you go.
Maybe we'll pay for this one. So that'd be like our landlord. He had 20 of them rolling.
Yeah.
So I'd be becoming a real estate investor. You know.
Well, that's where a lot of the money is.
Yeah.
And this is an area that a lot of people are buying and renting in, so.
And then Tom moves into the real estate game. You know. Who knows, man? Just need a good renter in there. Fucking put Soph in that bitch. Have her down there making money at the biker bar paying for that. Shake it, Soph. Shake it.
I don't think she's here yet.
No, she's not in.
We got cut off on the movie review yesterday. I wanted to show the presents that we got.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I guess we can. I don't think my boy's on right now. Maybe we got to wait till Wednesday. He wants to see that shit Wednesday.
All right, so we'll do it Wednesday. Okay, yeah, because I was going to show him yesterday, and then we got cut off, and I couldn't get back on because our connection was screwed up. So, like I said, so that's why we're on later today than normal. So, yeah, so we had been doing, like, some 70s movies. This is also another Florida movie. We're doing a lot of Florida movies
Florida
this week.
Florida 70s is kind of what I was looking for, too.
Because, the movie retrospective we're doing this week is Jeepers Creepers, and that was
also
shot in Florida. And as was the one that we did yesterday.
Right.
So we were scrolling through Amazon Prime, free to me.
Yeah.
And we see, what do we see? The 1972
Frogs.
Classic Frogs.
Frogs.
And Tom's like, yeah, we're watching that one. And I was like, all right.
Yeah. That's another Florida man movie. This is a nature disaster flick. Disaster slash horror flick.
Maybe one of the early ones, I kind of feel like.
Yeah. Which these are fucking big in the 70s.
God, there were so many.
Yeah, we'd never seen it before. And I go, you know this one's going to be bad. And we watched it, and it was bad. But it was fucking fun to watch.
It wasn't as bad as I was expecting.
Yeah.
It wasn't as bad as something like Squirm, which I'm not shitting on Squirm, because that's still, it's terrible, but it's also, like, really entertaining.
Yeah.
This one's kind of like that, too. Although I will say that this one's not as batshit crazy.
Yeah.
So it does kind of like sag a little bit in the middle.
It's not as crazy as Squirm. It's not as crazy as Giant Spider Invasion, but it's not as crazy as Food of the Gods.
This one, I kind of feel like the reason maybe this one's still entertaining, don't get me wrong, but I think the reason this one isn't quite as entertaining as those is because it doesn't have the over-the-top, overacting camp factor.
Yeah.
This one, everyone takes it very seriously. Mm-hmm. Nobody's really, like, wacky, over-the-top sort of characters. Everyone's, like, pretty serious, even though the situation is pretty absurd.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta admit. Now, the thing about this, though,
it was fucking funny, though.
Okay. Now, I will say that you look at the poster, right?
Yeah.
And the poster, at least like the most popular one, shows like sort of a drawing of a frog or a toad, if you
giant
prefer.
Giant toad, yeah. It's a toad.
It's a toad. With a human hand sticking out its mouth.
Yeah, like it's big enough to swallow a person.
Yeah.
And they tease that in this movie.
Two things. The toads in this movie, because they are toads. Let's not.
You're toads.
Let's not burnish that any more than we have to. But they're toads, but they are just regular-ass toads. They're not big enough to hurt. And they don't, spoiler alert, they don't actually kill anybody.
They don't kill anybody.
They don't kill anybody in
here. No, other animals kill people.
Ooh, look at the light from behind.
What the fuck happened?
Like, that's from back there. That happens sometimes. Yeah. Can you use, like...
I see what it is. Let's see, it's shining right there on the damn...
On the curtain, yeah. Will it close, or, like, what? It's holy crap.
Oh, look. See, it's because I got to replace that damn...
Oh, my God. It's coming through this one, like, gap.
Through that one slot.
There's one gap. It should, like, as soon as the sun... This is, like, crazy.
Never seen it do that before.
It does, but, well, we're not usually on at this time.
This time out.
That's why.
Okay,
I've seen it happen, like, there you go.
There you go.
You just need to stand back there.
Yeah, I need to stand right here.
You just stand back there and block the sun.
It needs a sunshade over that thing. How the fuck?
You could get something in like a blanket or my jacket, or put my jacket like over it or something.
I gotta see where it's
It's right there.
I gotta see which one of these.
We're having all kind of leg problems today. Oh my god.
Weird shit. It's a single shaft of light.
Yeah. Well, because the blinds on that, there's one little piece of them that's open. Tammy says it's because you're angelic.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's God's light outside the window shining upon us. I forgot about that happening, because I've seen that happen sometimes before, like, we do the 5 o'clock show.
Okay, if you put a piece of paper right there next to that camera, I see the sun moving. See how the shadow is going away? You just have to put that in the darkness.
I'm just going to have to hold my hand.
You have to hold your hand right there.
Until...
I think if we put a piece of tape...
Where? Like, right there, floating in midair?
Put something next to it. Let me see.
Floating in midair.
You're just gonna.
It's not gonna
work.
You're
gonna have to do the show with your hand.
With my hand like that until the sun moves enough.
Yeah. Until the sun fucking moves.
Grantham's Hammer said you could always plywood up that window like half houses in Detroit. It's only like 10 minutes that this happens. Because, like I said, sometimes it does happen like before we do the 5 o'clock show, and I'm just like, oh my God. But
if
then
we
it goes
had
away
something
by then.
Tall right here.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, it's not going to last long enough to...
Okay, then just keep your hand up there.
Just, yeah, okay.
That's fucking hilarious.
See, it's starting to fade already.
Yeah, it's starting to go away.
Yeah, it's only like a couple of minutes.
I see the sun moving. It's moved.
Well, yeah, that's...
It's moved.
Well, actually, the earth moved.
There it goes. You know what I'm talking about.
If you want to be technical
about it. It's starting to fall in the shadow now.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so that's good. It's over.
Like I said...
That was some weird shit.
An angel went by the window.
A single shadow.
I heard you were talking about frogs.
Yeah.
Or toads, rather. But yeah, so I am going to say, I thought that I had seen this movie back in the day, but watching it, I don't think I saw it.
No.
Because I was kind of thinking that it was going to be like some Night of the Lepus action, which at least had giant bunny rabbits that ate people, and there was blood and stuff. But the toads in this don't kill anybody.
No, the other animals do.
The toads are kind of like the masterminds.
Yeah, they're watching.
Of the attack.
Yeah.
So they're kind of like marshaling all the other animals to do the dirty work while they just kind of stand back. I will say, though, that I love the tagline on the poster, which is "Today the pond, tomorrow the world."
Yeah.
I love that.
That's some weird shit. Here's the setup. Here's the setup on this shit. They got this guy, and he ends up being... what was that dude's name? You don't recognize him. He's from the Westerns.
Sam Elliott. This has a very young Sam Elliott in it, with no stash.
No mustache.
No stash. So it's like, for a second, I kind of knew he was in this movie because I saw his name in the credits, but it didn't occur to me that that main guy was him until I heard him talking.
Yeah, but Sam's young in this one. He's looking good. He looks like a leading man in it. Long fucking black hair. He's got his fucking mullet, 70s style mullet. And he's out taking pictures of fucking Florida nature, you know. He's down in the Downs, Florida swamp. And he's like a biologist.
He's an ecologist. He's a photographer that works for an ecology magazine.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
He's out there in his little fucking boat, little tiny boat, you know, looking all impressive and taking pictures of shit. And out of nowhere, two jackholes in a fucking speedboat come and basically hit him.
Don't drink in speedboat, you guys.
Yeah, and he capsizes him. He loses all this shit. And they pull him out of the water, and he fucking throws dude in the water for fucking losing his shit. They kind of had a little thing. But then they start laughing it off. And it's this big dude who kind of looks like Steve Austin with this little hottie. And I thought, you kind of think that they're a couple, but they're not. I think they're brother and sister.
They are brother and sister, yeah. The woman's played by Joan Van Ark.
Yeah.
I can't remember who played the guy, but he's a drunk. That's his defining character trait.
He's the
drunk.
Yeah, he's kind of big, lunkhead type dude. And fucking, she's putting the moves on him immediately. And
not her brother. She's putting the moves on Sam Elliott.
But I thought they were a couple. I was like, what the hell's going on here? And he's like, well, we'll just take him back home with us. And I said, boy, this is going to be some kinky fucking
shit. I told him, I said, I kind of feel like he was getting like sucked into a sex cult.
Yeah, that's what it was like. I was like,
what's happening right now?
He says, it all depends on where he's going to, if you know, so this is me. Is it connected? It says reconnected. It's reconnected.
Okay, it's reconnected.
It's reconnected. We don't know why it happens. We just lose it every now and then.
Jesus Christ.
The world's happening.
We did.
So anyway, they get him back home, and it's just a regular family. It's a rich family. They got this big fucking rich southern kind of, I wouldn't call it a plantation house. It's not that old, but it's just like an old southern house. They're square, and they got a fucking porch go around the bottom floor and the top floor. Windows everywhere. You know, windows that open up and become doors. It's that kind of shit.
I mean, it is kind of like a... you would probably call it a plantation house, even though it's not that old.
It's
like
not
you
that
said.
Old.
Because, like, when I saw it, the first thing I thought it was, Belvedere, come here, boy. That's kind of what I thought of. But,
it's owned by this rich dude. He's like the patriarch of the family. He's in a wheelchair. And he's
played by
fucking,
Ray Milland.
Yeah, he's all crotchety. He's unreasonably crotchety.
Very crotchety.
He's fucking complaining about everything. He's bossing everybody around. And the girl that's taking a liking to him, she's kind of like the baby of the family. And then they got the lughead of the family. And then the cool dude of the family, her other brother. I think it's her other one's her brother.
I think so. I kind of lost track of how all these relations
He's
were.
Running around in his fucking like 19, early 70s, almost like an Elvis suit. And he brought home his girlfriend. And his girlfriend's this like black supermodel. And she's in her fucking... I don't want to it's not like an Elvis suit, but it's like a Lisa Marie Presley suit.
Right? Yeah.
And
it's like super low cut.
Yeah, super low cut.
Like down to the navel.
Yeah. They're actually like one of the best parts about the movie because fucking they're cutting, weird shit goes on and they're cutting up about it. And finally the fucking black chick's like, I'm going to get away from these crazy white motherfuckers. Because they start doing crazy shit. We'll get to that story in a minute. That's the setup.
Now this does have a long setup.
Setup.
I think it's an hour. It's not an hour before you see any frogs, but an hour before anything like anybody starts to get killed. Really.
Yeah. Now it's happening around the 4th of July time. They're getting ready for 4th of July.
Birthdays. There's a bunch of birthdays
happening,
in the
and they're fucking. So for the whole duration of this movie, it's a bunch of rich people out in the fucking Everglades. Fucking having one party after the next.
It's not the Everglades. It's actually the Panhandle.
It's Panhandle.
Of Florida. North Florida.
They're making you think it's the Everglades, though. But we looked up where this was. I identified that damn... They said where it was filmed, and we identified it. It's in between...
Near Pensacola.
It's in between... Yeah. It's in the Panhandle. Almost in Alabama, actually. So, but they're constantly having a damn party.
And that house is still there, actually.
Yeah, it's not even really a house. It's a part of a park.
Yeah.
It may have been a house on its own, but it's like the headquarters of a park now.
Yeah.
But it was decorated in the inside, you know, a lot of fucking kind of like southern classical and then 70s fucking shag stuff. You know, it was like half Elvis, you know. And... funny shit fucking happens. There's fucking the Sam dude. What was the ecologist's name again? Fucking.
Well, the actor's name was Sam Elliott.
Yeah, Sam Elliott. I'm gonna call him Sam Elliott.
Well, his character name though was Pickett Smith.
Pickett Smith. That's right. Oh, which, Piggott.
That sounds like a 1940s comic book character.
Yeah. Oh, Piggott, he's into the ecology and everything, you know, and fucking most of the other family's like, well, fuck nature. You know,
fuck the environment. Yeah, God damn it. Right. We're rich. Right. It doesn't affect us at all.
The old patriarch, though, he's like, it's called environmental protection. You know, it's like he's a little bit into it, but he's a dick, too.
Yeah, he's kind of the only one that's like, hey, maybe we shouldn't, like, pollute.
Right.
Or you know, we're doing safety shit on our... They own a paper mill, I think.
Yeah,
is
they own
where
a paper mill.
Or maybe a bunch of them. But he's still an asshole, though.
Yeah, he's still an asshole.
And tells his whole family, who are all grown-ass people,
tells
them
exactly
all what to do.
Exactly.
And they all have to do what he says at all times. Now, and I don't know why, because he's in a wheelchair. They could just roll him into the lake.
I know exactly why.
And like, not, they're just like, bye, we don't have to do what you said. What's he going to do? Write him out of the will?
The reason why, he had all that money and then the will and everything.
Well, if you just push him in the lake without him expecting it before he has a chance to change the will, then problem solved.
The screenwriters and the directors are fucking taking the Southern patriarch meme. Or that fucking type, they're taking that to the fucking nth degree.
And
so they're really playing that up, that the dude's a Southern patriarch. And it turned red again.
Yep, we lost it again. Why? Why is this happening?
I don't know.
I want to punch the whole internet.
Yeah. Maybe it's because of what I'm saying? I don't
You're not saying anything controversial.
I don't know why it's cutting off, but okay, it's back.
I mean, it just cut off what I was saying, bullshit about a frog, you know?
Who knows? It was funny because my tablets never lose a connection. It's just this thing. So
I don't know.
We have to check out this laptop. There might be some kind of malware in it or something. Anyway, so he's there talking about the environment, and then in the background there's all this sounds of fucking just Florida nature, a bunch of cicadas and frogs. It's the normal sound that me and Jenny just kind of grew up with, especially in the summer. Those are summertime sounds of the fucking rural South. It sounds like damn just pandemonium. These fucking frogs and fucking cicadas screaming all night long and running into bug zappers. That's back when fucking everybody had a bug zapper. I don't know what those bug zappers did. They just killed all the bugs and fed all the damn frogs. Underneath every bug zapper would be five fucking toads fucking fighting over the dead shit falling out of the damn fucking bug zapper. And this is when we were kids, adults bought bug zappers in the hopes of that you keep the bugs down. But it seemed to just attract every fucking bug in the area because of the damn blue light. It didn't help. It made it worse, if you ask me. But they're making a big deal. Like, oh, man, the fucking... They're
it's
all
so
taking
loud.
Over.
We can't
it's so
sleep.
Loud. Yeah, we're like, oh, those pussies.
And I'm like, you would just get used to it after a while. Yeah. That's just what it sounds like. Yeah. And it wasn't even that loud even in the movie.
I remember I'd show up some suburbs in Mississippi that had brand new shopping malls built, and around every fucking shopping mall... lamp, you know, the light that you had the lit shopping mall parking lot around each one of those, just a damn cloud of damn cicadas and golly nippers and fucking any kind of damn mosquito hawks, and it'd just be a cloud of them around each one of those lights. You don't see it anymore. It's just, I think insecticides got them all. Remember how dense the bug population used to be? Either that or selective breeding. Maybe all the bugs that could be fooled by artificial lighting, maybe they got wiped out. Maybe the newer generation of bugs
just aren't that dumb.
They're not as dumb as they were. I think so.
There might be something to that, actually.
Yeah, I think I might have just took them out of the breeding
population. Don't go to the light.
Yeah.
You'll get electrocuted.
Yeah. Those are not stars. Do not try to navigate by those.
Yeah,
those
only
are not
the dumb,
stars.
Only the dumb bugs got killed by the bugs.
Yeah.
Now only the smart ones are left.
Yeah, only the smart ones left.
But, so we're like working against ourselves because soon the insects will be smarter than we are.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you start to realize that the movie's about the animals taking revenge on the humans.
Because we're polluting the goddamn environment.
That's right. And they never explain how they become smart or how they develop teamwork. None of that shit matters. The movie just says fuck it and starts doing it.
And why are all the animals taking their marching orders
from the toads,
who elected the toads to be the bosses?
It's never explained.
Because, like I said, they're not frogs; they're toads.
But I'm like, you have Gila monsters, which aren't from fucking
I mean, you could buy them in pet stores, like monitor lizards and stuff. Well, they had a shit ton of toke geckos in there, too. And those
are not from here.
Those are not indigenous to Florida. Yeah. Although, in the movie's defense, people do keep those as pets. I used to keep one as a pet. His name was Crispin, and he was an asshole.
Yeah.
But, which most of them are. They're very aggressive. But if you released them into the wild, they would proliferate because it's a subtropical climate.
There might be some out there, but they,
I'm sure it wouldn't shock me.
They're not a wild animal.
We have geckos here, but we don't. Those are not native to here.
They would probably breed in with any foreign gecko you let go. And then any foreign aspects of the geckos would vanish in a generation or two. So it wouldn't work. And there are no Gila monsters in here. I'm pretty sure it was either a monitor lizard or a Gila monster was pushing poison off the shelf, and it was hitting that dude.
I was like, look, it's looking like Pookie does, like pushing stuff off the shelf.
Not only did the lizard know about pushing things, it understood the shit was poison. That was a trip.
And, like, why? That's another thing. Like, why in your greenhouse? I'm like, what, you have jars of fucking Agent Orange in there or what?
Never explained.
And it wasn't like they dropped the poison on his head or it was acid. He dropped the monitor lizard, pushed the poison off the thing. Yeah. It broke, and then it made, like, some kind of cloud, and it killed the dude.
My favorite
immediately.
Scene, my favorite scene in this movie is that the little hottie, the little blonde one, right? She gets her foot stuck between two rocks and gets attacked by a fucking loggerhead turtle.
A snapping turtle.
Gigantic slap. The fucking had a big old head on a turtle.
He's like,
must have been about 9, 10 inches wide. Just a big old fucking wide mouth loggerhead. And it's coming at her. And they don't... You assume that her foot is caught. It's not really clear. But you just see her being charged by a turtle moving slow as shit.
And here she's going, I come.
Ah,
I said, I'm going to bite off your little toe.
Yeah, yeah. She's not running from it. And then you just kind of see her fall. And you don't know why she falls. And then the next time you see her, her dead body's floating in the water. And she's got blue crabs eating her.
Yeah.
Blue crabs that you get from the grocery store.
Yeah.
You know, blue crabs are a saltwater crab. They don't live in fresh water, and what they're showing was fresh water. I believe that was all freshwater animals.
I think it was. Yeah,
it didn't work, but I wasn't buying it because where that happened, that just looked like a freshwater swamp runoff pond, like we used to walk around near our old place.
Yeah,
it looked like that, and there wouldn't be any blue crabs in that.
Also, can we talk about the one guy who wrestles an alligator, and the alligator has tape on its mouth?
Yeah, that's right. Well, they're hoping you don't notice that. Dude fucking gets stalked by a gator, and I'm looking at it, and I go, that dude owns that gator.
Yeah.
You can definitely tell that this is the owner of that alligator.
That's the gator wrangler.
Because you can tame, and if you raise a gator, it can be a pet. They've had people kept them in their house. They have a special gator door where the alligator will leave. And, you know, make its way to the water and then come into the house to sleep. It's a trip, but people do it. And we're not talking about a little alligator. We're talking about an 8, 9, 10-foot alligator, something that would, in the wild, be dangerous. But then a gator will fucking follow you around the house and throw the fucking gator a chicken, you know, buy a fucking raw chicken from the grocery store and feed him chickens and give him fish, and they like it. They take it and go let it rot, you know. And then they swallow it. But the gator's following him, and then he picks a fight with the gator.
Yeah, he basically, he started that.
He picks, you know, they're hoping you don't notice
this. He jumped in there
and started fucking with the gator to get it to wrestle. And then he's wrestling with the gator, and if you look closely, the fucking gator's mouth's taped shut. So I'm like, yeah.
And yet somehow the gator still kills him.
Yeah, still kills him. Right, yeah. Funny.
He wrestled him to death.
Wrestled that pet alligator to death.
And they have, well, like I said, they pretty much bought the whole entire pet store.
Yeah.
And it's funny because you have people in this running away from animals that wouldn't hurt you.
Yeah.
Like the old lady who's out, like, with her butterfly net, like, literally, she's out trying to catch butterflies.
Yeah.
And she's walking, and, like, all these toads, like, jump into the path, like, little toads. They're not giant or nothing. They're just like regular ass toads, and they jump into the path, and she's like, oh shit, like, I can't go that way. I'm like, just step over them. They don't even bite, really. Yeah. They're not venomous or nothing. So, and then it's like she's running around, and then there's all these snakes, most of which are also not venomous. One of the snakes that they showed, I was like, that's a rat snake. Those are not venomous. You know, they'll bite you, but it's not going to hurt.
Yeah.
And then they do a thing too where that lady, when she gets killed, she actually gets killed by a rattlesnake. Now, it's a real rattlesnake, and she's like, oh, shit, a rattlesnake, which, yeah, you probably should. And rattlesnakes are, eastern diamondbacks are actually indigenous to here. So she's like, oh, shit. And then it jumps out and bites her, but then they do, like, an insert shot, and it's not the same snake because it doesn't have fangs.
Yeah.
And also, when it bites her, she dies immediately, even though that's not what would happen.
Yeah.
They are venomous, but you're not going to die right away.
Best part of the movie. Okay. The old patriarch's got an all-black staff, of course. He's got a damn butler and a maid.
Yeah.
I guess the maid was the cook, too, wasn't she?
Yeah, I'm assuming.
So anyway, hottie supermodel, who's also black, again, starts like talking to them like basically like these folks are fucking crazy. Because they start getting killed, they start dying and shit. They're like, we need to get the fuck out of here while we can. That's not exactly how she said it, but that's... I don't remember.
And the old fart in the wheelchair is like, no, none of you can leave. Yeah, and I'd be like, yeah, how are you going to stop me?
Right, even though they're employees. But he's like, no, y'all can't leave. But they left anyway.
They're like, yeah.
So they dressed up in their fucking Sunday's best and the fucking model girl, and they fucking left with their fucking bags. And they never showed what happened to them, but they got attacked by the dub. They passed by an old southern shack on their way to the road.
They got to the mainland.
They got to the main road, didn't they? They went to the mainland?
Because the house was supposed to be on an island.
On an island? Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot about that aspect.
The house was supposed to be on an
island.
They
made it there, but they got attacked by the fucking animals, although they didn't show it.
They were killed off screen by birds, I think.
By birds, yeah.
Because birds were also in on it. All the animals were in on it, except the dog at the end.
Yeah.
He didn't betray his animal.
Yeah.
He stayed with the humans, I guess.
Yeah, but the fuck Whitey scene was funny.
Yeah, you said they're suffering from white fatigue.
Yeah, they're just suffering from white fatigue. We've had enough of these white
people. They're just like, these stupid white people are just going to like sit here on this fucking island and get killed by animals.
One by one, yeah.
So we're getting the fuck out of here. So I was like, so they're the only smart people in this movie? Yes, they were. But they still got killed, though.
It's called white fatigue. It's when you just
But they didn't show them getting killed, interestingly.
No.
They showed all the other people getting killed. Yeah. I guess because they thought, well, those were the only sympathetic characters because they were the only ones smart enough to get the fuck out of there. So they said, well, they're still going to get killed, but we're not going to show them get killed. We'll show everybody else get killed. And then there's that one dude who was this, I think his name was Michael. I'm not entirely sure if he was a member of the family or if he was just the old guy's houseboy.
Yeah.
Because it seemed like the way the old guy was talking to him was like, hey, go do shit for like his valet or some shit. I don't know. Yeah. There was some weird shit going on in this family. That guy went out with a shotgun and started shooting at birds who I guess were supposed to be... They were just flying around, but I guess they were supposed to be, oh, no, killer birds. But he's, like, running through the woods for some reason and then falls and shoots himself in the leg like a dumbass. And then he gets attacked and killed by tarantulas.
Yeah, although they didn't make it clear exactly what happened. I think,
yeah, the editing in that was very... Yeah, I think he did. I think he tripped and shot himself, like, in the shin.
Yeah, and then somebody dropped tarantulas on him.
And Spanish moss also.
Yeah, that's another thing. The frog, the toad parts, they'll have a fucking pile of toads inside the shot, and one of them will come slinging in the middle of it and fucking knock the other ones out of the way, and you went, that toad was thrown.
It's toad bowling.
And the toad's like, hey, Carl, goddamn. That toad did not
He's like,
jump.
I can't help it. They threw me.
Boom, yeah.
Poor little guys. I felt so bad for them. I felt so bad for the animals. And honestly, they use like a lot of the same insert shots of the toads. Because like I said, the toads don't kill anybody. They're basically just kind of like...
They're watching.
They're just watching, and they're like, they planned the whole thing.
Yeah, the toads are the masterminds.
Yeah, for whatever reason. I don't know why.
It's not clear.
So a lot of times they'll be like, hey, somebody's getting, oh no, I have like tarantulas and Spanish moss all over me, and somehow that makes me die. But then they'll just have another insert shot of like the toads like looking.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Lion Warrior says, I can't believe your subs haven't hit 20,000 yet. My kids' friends have all heard of you.
Holy shit, really?
We probably have... Dude, they got us... they got us shadow banned. We probably have 1 million subs.
I don't think so. I don't think there's 1 million people that put up with our bullshit.
Yeah. Probably 100,000 of them.
Danny Rolling Ghostface says, hey, Jenny, what's tomorrow's show about? We're doing a show tomorrow about Atlantis and Crystal Skulls.
Yeah.
Because it was... We did, like... A couple people like recommended those, and I put them in the Patreon poll, and it was a tie. So I was like, "Fuck it, we'll just do like a whole."
And
like,
if Tila shows up, I'm gonna ask her all about white fatigue. She's got a white husband. I'm sure she knows all about it.
Well, I told him, I said, I imagine that that's probably the case, because I said, well, women get man fatigue. Yes, we get sick of putting up with y'all.
I gotta get away from this dude.
So, yeah, it's just kind of like, I'm gonna go over here. But, yeah.
White fatigue.
But, yeah, so that's the thing. Like, honestly, I kind of thought this movie was fun. It's goofy as hell. But I think it's more entertaining because they took it so seriously. Because, like, Sam Elliott is great in this, and he's completely taking it seriously. He's not winking at the camera. He's like, everyone is acting like this is a fucking crisis that they need to, like, do something about. So I think, honestly, I think that kind of works in its favor. I don't know, though, because I kind of feel like some of the other killer animal ones were a little bit, I mean, they were a little bit self-aware, like, yeah, this is, like, the goofiest shit ever. So they kind of played that up. They don't really do that in this one. They take it very seriously.
Universal Talent Bookings in there says, yeah, none of the supposed animal horror films ever really worked. No, they don't work.
Not really. No. And honestly, it's, well, except for, you know, good shit like Jaws and stuff. But because sharks are legit scary. I don't know. I when I was a kid, I was scared by alligator. Because alligators are also legitimately scary. But I think there's a thing where...
Piranha wasn't bad.
Yeah, Piranha was pretty good. But see, the kind of unifying thing of that is that you take an animal that's already scary.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then, because it doesn't take a lot of work, making things that are small, like toads or bunnies, even if they're giant, making things like that scary is really difficult. Yeah. Even ones where, remember, because like in the 70s, there was that whole like killer bee like thing happening. So there was a whole bunch of killer bee movies.
Yeah.
You know, like The Swarm and all that.
It's because they were afraid of those Africanized killer bees.
I know, I remember that.
Remember, that was a whole fucking panic. It was like a moral panic.
It was, yeah.
The Africanized killer bees are going to take over. They're going to kill all the honey bees, and then they're all going to sting us. And they don't make honey. It didn't really work out that way, though, did it?
No.
No.
I mean, there were, like, some more aggressive bees like that, but they didn't really get that far.
Yeah.
You know, it was just kind of overblown. But, you know. So they made a bunch of killer bee movies, and I could see if that working... Because, you know, being stung to death by bees would suck a lot. So you could probably make that work, but your special effects really, really have to be good.
Yeah.
And it really just has to be. And you can't have people getting into these situations where, you know, like I said, anything that's small. I'm trying to think of, like, other animal ones. Arachnophobia. But that was later. That was, like, 90s or 1990. But see, yeah, Kingdom of the Spiders, even though a lot of people are scared of spiders and snakes and stuff like, because they did snake ones too, but the thing about spiders and snakes and stuff is they're small.
Yeah.
You know, you could just like be like, step over them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You can run through them.
Or run through them or step on them or squish them or whatever. Yeah. So it's just like, you really have to work much harder. I mean, so to do something with like killer spiders or killer something like that, this could have worked if, for example... You know, the guy that got killed by tarantulas, one, don't have him shoot himself in the leg, because how dumb is that? But you also, you needed a lot more spiders.
Yeah.
And for this one, if, because I kind of feel like the crotchety old dude, Ray Milland, in the, you know, in the wheelchair, he didn't technically get killed by the frogs. Like, all the frogs busted into his house at the end, because he was the only dumbass that stayed there. And scared his dog, and the dog's like, yeah, I'm out of here too, bye. But then, technically, the frogs didn't kill him because I think he just had a heart attack.
Yeah.
So the frogs were just probably like, huh, well, that was easy. Okay, we didn't even have to do anything.
He fell on the ground where they could get to him.
And then they jumped on him.
And there, that's it.
But it's like there weren't enough frogs.
Yeah.
Like, if there were enough frogs to, like, smother you, yeah, that would be scary. But there just weren't enough...
No.
Animals,
not
like, to
animals.
Make it seem like a threat. That's all it is.
There's not enough animals even in a single shot to make any of it look like a threat. This is not a great movie. This movie's goofy as fuck. It is entertaining to watch just because of what they tried to do. You know what I mean? But it was free. You know, you can watch this movie for free.
On Amazon Prime, yeah.
Yeah, we were having a few drinks when we were drinking it. When we were watching it, we were drinking when we watched it. It was okay.
Which is always the best way.
We were laughing at it.
Which is always the best way.
It does entertain you.
But the acting in this is actually good.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not saying that it's just kind of like, oh, this can't be. Everyone's like overdoing it. They're not.
No.
Sam Elliott's great in this, actually.
It's just that it's not a threat, what they're talking about.
Yeah, I think that's the main problem.
Yeah.
And the main problem, too, is just that, one, it takes too long. like one guy that you don't know who it is, like, dies off screen, like, before Sam Elliott gets there, right? Sam Elliott, like, finds his body later. So this dude was, like, spraying poison all over the fucking woods and has killed everything. Snakes, birds, frogs, whatever. And he gets killed, too. So that's the only person that dies. And then it takes, like, a really, really long time.
Yeah.
So there's just, like, shots of... you know, there'll be like the shots of like the family squabbling,
yeah.
And then like we'll kind of go to a shot where it's like, look, a bunch of toads over here. Look, there's a bunch of snakes over here. Look, there's an alligator. You know what I mean? So it's just kind of like, yeah, alligators exist.
You're
look,
right.
Hey, alligators all around.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was just, it was that kind of thing. So it's just kind of like, yeah, there's animals in the wilderness.
What's a shame about it is that. The script needed to really be reworked. You had enough characters and enough interesting characters where you could have done some really cool shit, even with nothing and no special effects, but they didn't.
Yeah, because I actually liked the characters in this.
Yeah, it's just
I liked the character interaction. I liked the setting of like this patriarch, this, you know, tyrannical patriarch who's like had everybody in the family under his thumb, and. It kind of reminded me of, like, the first segment of Creepshow for... I know that's out there, but that kind of reminded me of that, which was called Father's Day. So it kind of reminded me of that. I liked that. I liked the interaction between all the brothers and sisters and this new guy coming in and them having, like, the ecology discussions. Mm-hmm. That was actually pretty interesting, but I think it took too long because I think it took almost an hour before anybody got killed by any of the animals. And again... It wasn't really made clear, like, you know, obviously the animals are revolting, because not revolting like gross, but revolting
having
as in
revolution.
Having a revolution, because they're mad at the humans for, like, polluting all their shit, like, their environment.
Yeah,
which,
no explanation of how they get together, what this is all about, and that was a big missed opportunity.
And why the toads are in charge.
Yeah, see, what I would have done is I would have gone back to fucking Florida history and pulled a total Florida man on them and said that, well, this goes back to the Seminoles. And the curse of King Osceola. You know, so he kicked his ass off the land and sent him out to fucking Oklahoma, okay, on the damn Indian Expulsion Act. And before he left, he put that curse into those damn frogs.
Yeah.
So he's delivering the... See, that would have been a cheap and easy way to ramp this movie up, an Indian curse. See.
Yeah, I mean, you could edit. Maybe they thought that was too silly, but
no,
I'm like,
perfect.
Well, all the animals attacking is right. Also pretty silly. So,
so you have an Indian curse, and then you could have like a generic Indian medicine man character in there. Who
your magical Native American. There was a lot of those in
Native
70s
American,
movies.
You know, Chief Hatchet Face or some stupid shit like that.
And he shows that sounds up. Like some shit they would do
they
in the 70s.
They hire him because they hire him to solve the damn problem, and he explains to the white people fucking what they did, you know what I mean, and how to do it, but then it fails. Something like that, you know what I mean? Because that's what they would do in a lot of those movies, you know.
Yeah.
You got to have a magical Indian guy show up.
I kind of did. Didn't they do that in Prophecy?
It's called Indian splaining.
Indian splaining.
Indian splaining. They come and they explain the shit of what happened. See, and how to fix it.
It's like, God damn it, you dumbass white people on this.
Yeah, and it
land.
Would ramp.
Reconnection successful. There
you go. It's
come
back.
On.
It's back. It's green.
God damn it.
Yeah. So.
So I was like, why didn't they call it like Swamp Animals Attack or Attack of the Swamp? Critters or creatures or something.
They just were trying to get a movie made. I don't think they really thinking very much about it. They didn't have the right people on the project. They're just, let's shoot this fucker. You know, it's like that, you know. That's what I think it was.
This was actually a Canadian director, and he was not, he did some other movies, but he was mostly known for doing TV. Like, he did, like, Charlie's Angels, Starsky and Hutch, Mod Squad, Streets of San Francisco, Fantasy Island, Heart to Heart.
That's why.
He was that kind
of. That's what's wrong with it.
This was very TV movie-esque, although I kind of feel like a lot of movies in the 70s were, unless it was some, like, auteur or director.
This movie did not have any kind of lore.
Yeah, it was basically just kind of like animals attacking this one kind of plantation-y sort of house or this one family. Although I think they implied that it was happening everywhere. Did they not? Because I kind of feel like when the one girlfriend and the house servants, like, when they escaped and got killed, presumably, you didn't see it happen.
Yeah.
But you know, you're meant to think, oh, it's not just on the island, it's happening everywhere. But, yeah. like, toads don't live everywhere. So, yeah. is it just all, is it all the animals? All the animals.
And that's just more mistakes that they made. Because they should have gone, even in Night of Living Dead, the very first one, you had the TV giving you the greater world view. The news and, you know, what does it say? The dead have come returning to life and devouring the flesh of the living. Now, finally, they get to that, okay? So, well, they could have had that on television. That across
yeah, or, like,
the world,
listen to the radio that it's just, like, all these yeah, animals are just, right. like, pissed off and they're attacking humans.
So. Yeah, all the damn oil, you know, oil is no longer arriving at its destination because the damn oil tankers are being attacked by whales and just shit like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The earth's coming to an end. All the animals are rising up and just destroying everything. All the power poles are falling over because the damn beavers keep chewing them and cutting down the power poles. And, you know, there's all kinds of shit that you could do with this.
Yeah.
If you had a television there giving the audience messages of what's happening all around the whole world. But, no, they say it's too much thinking and you have to write. It's just...
I mean, the logistics of doing a movie with all the animals...
Yeah.
Kind of fighting back against, well, at least like the ones you can see and shit, I guess. But
yeah,
because I think it would be too much trouble to do like all the animals.
You could just talk about the other ones,
yeah,
on the radio.
Yeah, you could
TV,
just have this
just
one isolated location, and then have
right, yeah.
yeah, like you said, like Night of
just
Living
like
Dead.
Just like Night of Living Dead. You just talk, have somebody talking about what's happening somewhere else. It's just so that's the problem with the movie. It does not have a lore. There's no reason for it. It doesn't give you a big picture of what's happening in the whole world or why this is happening. You know, that's why. You know, there isn't a storyteller in the movie.
Yeah, I see what
you're
saying.
You know what I'm talking about?
Sorry, I was just, I kind of spaced out for a second because I was thinking about all the animals in the world, like, you know,
what they could do
in a revolt. And then I was yeah. just thinking, oh, we should do a little thing called When Pookie's Attack.
Yeah. yeah.
She's just going to jump on your face and, like, suffocate you.
You see, the rats could destroy a city like New York. All they got to do is start chewing on all the damn power cables underneath the city.
Yeah, if they all got together
and
decided. They're
all chewing on the telephone cables and then just totally destroy the city from within by attacking the infrastructure. They don't have to kill the people. And then when the people come out, bad things happen to them, you know. Fires break out because the rats are causing fires to happen and... Yeah, you know, shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, if animals all decided they wanted to fuck us over, it yeah. wouldn't really take all that right. much to
especially
be
if
fair.
Especially if the insects are in on it. See?
That's what I was thinking.
Swarms of insects can come in and just kill people.
Yeah.
Can't fight a swarm of insects.
Well, see, now that's one thing. We had, if this is Florida, we'd be fucked down
yeah.
here. Honestly, if I saw a fucking swarm of fucking palmetto bugs coming at me, I'd just be like, all right, I give up.
Swarms
no,
of bees and flies and just
mosquitoes
and mosquitoes and just whatever. They'll just clump onto you and just suffocate you. You just breathe them in. You guys have seen bees out of a bee's hive go on a guy. They just cover him like, you know, like he's covered in mud. But it's bees. Imagine if they attacked you simultaneously. That'd be it.
Yeah, that would suck a lot. So like I said, the potential is there.
Yeah.
But it's just hard to convey in a movie in a way that's scary. Like I said, it's easy to do shit with, like, a big animal, yeah. like a bear or a shark or something like that.
That was left out. There were bears and raccoons and possums. And even armadillos would have been in on this.
Killer armadillo.
Yeah. But for some reason, they're blaming the frogs for everything.
Killer dilla.
And they're not even frogs or toads. See?
Take note, Asylum.
Yeah.
Have they made a movie about a killer armadillo? I'd be kind of shocked if they haven't.
Yeah.
They've made a movie about a killer everything else.
Yeah.
Killer sofa, killer bed, killer tire.
Yeah.
Universal Talent Booking says Cujo worked as well. Yeah. Although that was more like a naturalistic because it was actually like a big dog that had rabies, yeah. which, you know, that would be a really bad situation if you were stuck in
Mike
a situation
Bird
like
says,
that.
Does anybody know a movie that Sam Elliott was in that sucked? Oh, wait, Ghost Rider. That fucking
was that the Nicolas Cage one,
Nicolas
or
Cage
didn't
movie.
They make another? Did they make
got,
another one?
I got something to say about that. I own two Buell XB motorcycles, and Ghost Rider in that movie, one of his motorcycles was a Buell, the one he was doing all the ramping in. Well, I was pretty well known for video reviews I did on Buell, and I was on the Buell page a lot. Well known member, and I got offered. To buy that motorcycle. Somebody tried to sell me that motorcycle, the exact one from that movie, and he only wanted $6,000 for it, but I didn't take it.
Yeah. He couldn't get rid of it.
He was the builder. He had he built it for that movie and asked and offered it to me for $6,000. Huh. And it was a Buell X1, modified Buell X1. And he wanted me to have it and wanted me to review it, you know, because he thought I'd appreciate it. I'd have to sell the other motorcycles to buy it, though. And I didn't want it that badly. I'm not a big fan of the X1. Somebody else must have got it. Somebody was riding it as a daily rider to work.
Huh.
That exact bike used in that movie.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, he also says, I for one love Night of the Lepus. I mean, how can you not love Night of the Lepus? Big killer bunny rabbits.
Yeah.
Although pretty much every single one of these movies, other than if it's roaches or something, I'm usually team animal. and in this one, I kind of was too.
Yeah.
I was like, as soon as that first drunk guy is like tearing around the fucking lake in the speedboat, and he's like, hey, I'm gonna drunkenly run into this fucking dude on a canoe. Oops, look at that. It's Miller time. And I was just kind of like, I was like, yeah, I think I'm team frog in this one. Sorry. Because all the people were such jackasses. Except for Sam Elliott. He was okay. He was going around taking pictures of, like, the animals in the swamp. But then he's also taking pictures of, like, all the garbage and all the sewage, like, the sewage pipe that was coming in there. But, yeah. No need for me to, says the great cat uprising.
Yeah.
Tammy says they'll need someone to open the cans of cat food.
Yeah.
Killer flamingos. I wonder if killer flamingos has been done.
There's nothing to a flamingo.
Yeah, not really.
They can't even bite hard.
What's their main superpower? They can stand on one leg for a long time. That's pretty impressive,
I guess. Have to land on you in a gigantic flock.
I mean, pretty much. So any animal, if they did that would be bad.
Yeah.
I think I'd be more scared of sandhill cranes, because those bitches are kind of like, they have those big, long, sharp beaks. And they're really smart. And they kind of like go around in family groups and look at y'all. Like,
look at you and beg for food.
And they're almost as big as a person.
Yeah.
Like they're about 3 or 4 feet tall.
Don't ever feed them. They just keep coming back. They knock on the windows and the doors.
They never forget your house. It's like, hey, buddy.
Yeah. And you're in and you come out and go, what? And they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then they start walking
towards you. They look at you with that red eye.
Yeah, and they start walking towards you. And they got a little child with them. Feed him. Feed him.
Feed the baby.
For real. They're smart.
Yeah.
Very smart. And you make the mistake of continuing to feed them. I made that mistake of feeding them, and they just keep coming back. And then they won't take no for an answer. They're like, no, you're feeding the baby. That's your job.
Well, do you remember that other day?
I a water hose. Get out of here! And they're like, just like taking the water.
Bring it.
Go ahead, bring it. Fucking funny.
Well, you remember that one time when I looked out the front, because our old house had, you know, the double doors with the glass panels, and I looked out the glass panels, and there was a family of sandhill cranes right outside the front door looking in the glass.
Yeah.
It was a couple and their two kids.
Yeah, looking for me.
Looking for you. Like, where's that dude with the bread?
Yeah, because I used to bring them bread. They remember?
They were, like, peeking in the fucking door.
And they remember from when they're children.
Yeah.
And then they come and bring their children, because they grow fast.
Yeah.
2 years, yeah.
Maybe not even that long.
Maybe not even that far. Maybe not that long. But they'll pass down the knowledge. This guy will give food.
Yeah.
Because we lived there for 10 years, and they would remember, like, 3 years later, and they'd be trying to get in.
Yeah.
And you're like, I must have fed one of these birds. You know what I mean? But you can't tell. You don't recognize them. They all look alike.
I don't know how long. I don't. That's so birdish.
I was thinking of some of them.
I don't know how long they live, actually.
I think a long time. I think some of them are fed when they were little.
Yeah.
Because they're a chick and then full grown quickly. And they look full grown.
Yeah.
With 6-7 months.
I think that the only way, I've seen them when they were really little, when they're baby, like yellow still.
Yeah, they're yellow, yeah.
But that phase doesn't last long. The only way you can tell them apart once they're the same size as their parents is that the full grown ones have the red feathers around their eyes.
Yeah.
And the juveniles don't. That's, like, something that develops later
on. So some of them were full-grown looking, but I think I fed them when they were babies, and they remembered it.
Yeah. That's funny.
And it's on the internet, people have said that it's not just you. They remember all the homes that they got fed at.
Yeah.
That they trick a lot of people into feeding them, and they'll remember where you live. Yeah, bring their friends.
I kind of like, we slowed down for some the other day because they will totally like cross. Because like I said, they usually travel in family groups.
Cross the street like people.
They cross the street like people and they're just like, yeah, we know they're going to stop.
Yep.
They'll just like...
Yep.
Just go like that across the road.
They'll stand by the side of the road and wait for the cars to stop. Yeah. And when the cars stop, they cross.
Yeah.
They know how to do it. They're not dumb at all.
Nope.
And, you know, I had an ex-girlfriend. She had a parrot. Those red parrots. What do they call those things? A macaw?
A macaw.
Yeah. And that, it was like 30 years old, 30-something years old. And that thing was smarter than a dog.
Yeah.
And knew what you said. It could understand speech. It could talk some, too. It could call her name in her mom's voice. Her name was Saran, and it would scream out her voice in her mom's name. Her mom, Saran! And you'd go, Saran! And it was calling her. Yeah. And she would do something that the bird didn't like, and the bird would go, Saran! Yeah.
I always kind of wanted one. But the thing about them, I mean, they're very, any kind of macaws, parrots, cockatiels, anything like that, are very high maintenance.
Yeah.
And they live a long time. I mean, you really have to have somebody around all the time that's going to interact with them, or they're going to go batshit crazy. They live like 80, 90 years.
Well, I could grab that fucking macaw, put my foot, my hand up around its feet, and it would stand on my feet, and I'd take it into the living room, throw him on the floor, and he'd start rolling around and want to wrestle. I'd grab his wings and pull his wings out like a fucking... Like an angel, and his back feet start kicking and rolling like he's on a bicycle, and I'm doing like this. He'd play all day long. Like a dog, man.
You
scratch him, you just love it, you know. And he'd get to where he would go, wah, 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 in my tone. He was trying to do my voice.
Oh, funny.
When I was talking to him, he'd try to repeat. He was trying to form words in my voice. They said it takes a while.
I guess it takes him a while.
But he's trying to get my... he liked my tone. It'd chill him out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've thought... Like I said, I've really kind of thought about getting one, but...
They're loud.
They are very loud.
They're loud, and you got to be on them all the time.
Yeah. They'll start pulling their feathers out if they don't get enough
interaction. They need a lot of fucking... A lot of attention.
Well, because in the wild, they live in big, huge flocks. Yeah. You know, they're very social.
You think Pookie's demanding? Those parrots are super demanding.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was thinking. I mean, and Pookie will sleep for hours a day. I mean, she comes in here and sleeps in my other chair. But, man, when she's awake, she's just kind of like, hey, do something for me.
Yeah.
She jumps up on my desk and sits all over my keyboard and shit like that.
And they'll interact with other animals, too. They'll wrestle with other animals if they grow up with them. You know, they're good with other animals as long as they are friends. And that may not happen. They're complicated animals. Birds are, or at least parrots. Parrots are fucking intelligent, and you wouldn't think they would be the little pea brains, but the way it's organized, it's the way that brain is organized. It's putting out a lot of power for its size. They're very aware. They got a good awareness, super good awareness.
Yeah,
they know your emotional your emotions. They can read your emotions just through your walk and your tone and your voice, and they're. I was impressed with them. I would just think it'd be like a lizard or something. No.
Honestly, like, any kind of those types of birds, like I said, parrots, macaws, anything like that, or as any kind of corvids, you know, crows, ravens. I've read a lot of books about, you know, ornithologists that study those, and they are, like, wicked intelligent.
Yeah.
Like, they can figure out all kind of shit.
Like chimpanzee and monkey-level intelligence. They're like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, if the parrots decided they wanted to take over, we'd probably be hosed.
Yeah.
Because they can fly and they live a long time.
I think we pretty much covered this one, though.
Yeah, we did. It's like I said, it's on Amazon Prime. It's not like the most... It's pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
It's a little bit slow. But honestly, I kind of feel like I liked all the characters and stuff like that. And I liked kind of all the goofy ways that people got killed when it was like really... Most of the deaths were like really avoidable. You know, but I liked all the little cute toads and... All little cute snakes, and I liked all the little toke geckos in there because I used to have one for a pet.
It's just a shitty movie. You can watch it while you're drinking and laugh at it.
We had a good time with it.
It's a good time.
We had a good time with it.
Yeah.
All right, so you ready to wrap it up?
Yeah.
All right, so we will be back tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. for our regular episode. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to be doing, what did I say we were going to be doing? Atlantis, and also Crystal Skulls.
Okay.
So we're going to be talking about that kind of stuff. So that should be fun because you know some shit about that, too. And,
I'm familiar with both all that.
Yeah, so that'll be really, I can't believe we haven't done either one of those topics before. But, oh well, yeah. So we'll be back tomorrow. Thanks everybody for dropping by, even though sorry we're a little bit late today. And we will see you guys tomorrow evening. Bye.